Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My favorite part of the show, I'm not gonna lie.
Bravo, Isaac Okoro.
When that happened last night in the Bulls game, listen, mic that man up every time. Play the hits.
You know, I didn't think he was a shooter by personality for shooter shoot, but after that, I stand corrected.
6 of 7 from the field last night. That might have been his only miss.
Aw, and was it though? Because he put himself out there.
On the road to 45 wins.
Here we go. Buckle up, Lawrence.
Only the Bulls.
I don't need to buckle
up. Only the Bulls.
Not those for this team.
Those are the tones of Anthony Herron. That is a commentary of Lawrence Holmes. And you just heard Marshall Harris. They are all here for transition. And I'm going to ask them to provide me some background music while I thank our guests from the previous show.
Who can set the world on fire? Only the Bulls.
Paul Charchian, thank you all season for helping us out with our fantasy football. Mark Grody, thank you for helping us out from Hallis Hall. Can you guys do Carmen Sandiego? I feel like they're kind
of... She just left.
In the world is Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, that's Carmen Vitale.
Carmen Vitale, thank you for coming in.
Carmen L.A.
See, if I were a real one, I'd be like, I'm Lynn Thigpen. But nobody is Lynn Thigpen. Thanks to him. Thanks.
In the world is Carmen Sandiego.
That was amazing. Baby T, Tyler Farengel, thank you for that and a lot more today. Ray Diaz, thank you so much for your help producing. Brandon Fryer as well. Thanks to our video team and social media team, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and of course, Connor O'Donnell.
That was one of the most impressive things I think Baby T has done. Honestly, because I wasn't looking up, my mind just assumed it was Tanny because Tanny's of a similar age to us. Like Carmen Sandiego didn't exist when he was a kid. How does he even know what that was?
I mean, Ray is sitting next to him.
No, so. This man did this on his own, by the way.
You had Carmen Sandiego at the ready?
No, Baby T was aware of Carmen Sandiego before. So.
See, the Baby T third person thing, I'm not comfortable with it. I'm just going to let y'all know from jump. I do have a question, though, since we have people here of a certain age. What is the better video game? Is it Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Or is it Oregon Trail? Make your declaration.
Oh, well, I haven't played the Carmen Sandiego game. I've played Oregon Trail, and that to me, it certainly brings me back to a certain time.
What school had money for both games? I'm Apple IIe Oregon Trail all the way.
You could never win Oregon Trail, so it's the better game.
Because you always leave wanting more.
You always leave with dysentery.
Yeah, well, that's one way to leave.
Dysentery I remember dying of. I'm trying to remember what else you could die of.
No, I died because I overloaded the wagon because I shot a buffalo and thought that I could take all the food with me.
No,
and
you can
I
only take a little bit. What you need today.
No, I was a glutton. I wanted all the riches and the food for myself, and the wagon couldn't handle it.
You could basically die from the 7 deadly sins in Oregon Trail. I think for anyone who has no idea what we're talking about, that's probably the context to put it in your head.
As Speegs would say, if you did get that reference, it might be time to get your affairs in order.
Or at least start using retinol.
Oh, man. How about those Bulls? How about those Bears? How about those Blackhawks?
I heard you guys having a really robust discussion about the stadium stuff, and it was really interesting to hear you guys' point of view and kind of how this has started to evolve around the fan base over the last 24 hours of getting wind that this might be something that's going on. So that's I thought you guys were on top of it. There's a lot to try and dissect here.
Well, that's it. It's unfortunately when you tell people it's not about leverage, but you've already bought the property, it makes it sound like it's about leverage.
I actually think that I would have preferred him not even to mention that, to tell you the truth, because it's clearly about leverage, and that's okay that it's about leverage. But trying to convince people that it isn't, mm-hmm. I find that to be less okay.
It should have been about leverage before they bought the property.
Now, I wonder, part of this is about interpretation, because the statement that it's not about leverage, if you interpret that as this ain't a threat, it's a promise, then maybe this isn't about leverage only means we're not just making a ploy to stay here in Illinois. We are legitimately willing and able to cross the border and go to Indiana. So it might just be about how you interpret it.
That is exactly how I read it when I first read the letter. I was like, oh, it's not about leverage in the sense is
like, we ain't playing.
Yeah, like we will go across the state line and get all this free money they got in Indiana willing to give us.
Now, I don't know if that's legit, but that's how I read it was, this ain't about leverage. We're willing to go.
It can be read that way if you didn't add the part into the letter about Arlington Heights. Mm-hmm. And they still want to keep Arlington Heights, like, right here, just in case.
On the back burner.
Yes. So that, to me, lessens your leverage because you have already spent $200 million on a piece of land that ideally you were going to put yourself on.
You know what this reminds me of, Ant? Back when I was still in Alabama and a younger person.
Okay.
And how the one time I met this girl at the club and got her number, back when you had to write down numbers. You know what I'm saying?
You said like you're not still getting numbers at the
no,
club.
No, I'm not. But listen, okay. So I got her number and I was we're going to hang out next week. I'll call you and let you know. Later that night, no pager at that point. Later that night, I got a number from another girl.
Player!
It's a long time ago.
You had the same girl's number from a different girl?
It was last week.
Right. So I got a new girl's number, and then I figured, oh, you know what? I think I like her more, and I only had one free night off because I worked nights at the time.
Oh.
I'm going to go out with her. Unfortunately, for the first girl, she was on the back burner at that point. So that's Arlington Heights. We'll call the first girl Arlington Heights.
Now these females,
what players do.
These females you're talking to sound like cell phone minutes at this point. Like one of them had free nights and weekends.
Well,
so you're really comparing one plan
not
the to
after
the other
nine.
One.
I'm just saying, if I don't get back to the first girl, she just didn't do a good enough job of impressing me in the first moment. And now I'm going to ride with the second girl. Like, if Indiana does enough to impress in a moment in which you are clearly not the quote-unquote priority, because, you know, we got real issues here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's just not your time to ride.
They have real issues in Indiana,
too.
They don't want to admit that they have real issues in Indiana. That's the difference.
The surest way to solve it is to take it to a ballot. Then everybody's done their part.
Luckily for me, neither of those girls took it to a ballot. I was able to live freely.
Individual ballots were cast.
Right. Yeah.
I do wonder, because the point you're making, Lawrence, about the leverage play, that feels painfully obvious. To say it's not a leverage play, yes, it is obviously a leverage play, but what is the intent behind it? Is it that this is an unveiled threat? Like, all right, we're willing to do this. We're willing to cross the border, go over to Indiana. If you don't want to stop us, we're not 10 toes down. For you to know legislation, for you to know Bears fans, for you to know Chicago media, we're not 10 toes down in Indiana or anywhere else. Arlington Heights is what makes sense, but we don't have the deal yet that makes sense for us. That's how I'm reading what's taking place right now.
And they shouldn't have bought it.
Wow. Right, which does predate Kevin Warren.
Yes.
And whoever's getting the blame on it, yeah, like they did buy it, so they got to exist in this
space. If you know all
the
factors,
now,
or at least some understandable factors, you just bought a house, you understood what your property taxes were likely to be.
Right.
If they were not what you wanted, what would you have done?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
because it's been purchased, to your point, now that leverage that could have been there is dissipated. And so how do you go about trying to get out of where you're at right now?
The bigger issue, too, is that the most two recent stadiums that were built in this league were built in 2020. You know, SoFi and Allegiant. Allegiant was built before that. And when you see the cost of those then compared to what the cost that this is going to be now, to leave that property vacant for so long costs them a lot of money.
Yeah.
It does. Go ahead.
And I wonder how much the, right now, whatever they initially purchased the Arlington Heights Raceway for, what was that, a couple $100 million or something, right? But then there are also continual operating costs that are going into that just being vacant at the time. So not only do you have the expense of what you're actually operating in Soldier Field, but then what has been purchased a couple of years ago at this point is costly. Now, it doesn't cost as much as once you actually do build it and you're in a position to start reaping the benefits of that initial investment. But right now, they're getting nothing back for that investment in Arlington Heights. And so that's, I would imagine, part of the ticking clock that the Bears, whether you're Kevin Warren and you came in afterwards or you're part of the group that invested in the racetrack beforehand, there's a ticking clock of money is being lost. Money is not being earned yet on that investment that was there.
Well, it's also the inflation and construction costs.
But, yeah.
Material cost has gone remarkably up. Construction cost has gone up. Inflation has gone up.
Mm-hmm. But that is the problem of the private enterprise that is the Chicago Bears. You chose to buy that land. You chose to not get a tax deal done in Arlington Heights, which is still on the table. I mean, everyone that I've talked to said that there has been a lot of energy towards getting something done in Arlington Heights. But if you think that the state of Illinois is just going to hand you all the money that you want to build your building, that's probably not going to happen for a bunch of reasons. I'm not sure that Indiana would do that either. They might be saying that that's what they're going to do, mm-hmm. but you're going to run into some of the same hurdles there. Now you've got to learn the difference between the region versus the rest of the state. You've got to probably at some point have to deal with a lobbyist for the Colts being like, really? So that's what y'all are going to do with the state's money. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bet. You still have to get some of the prerequisites of doing political things in place. And as it stands right now, that's where the Bears have been bad at their job. It's not like foresight or you want to put business plans together. And we all know that Kevin Warren built a beautiful place in Minneapolis. It's understanding the steps to get to the finish line. It's not like it was, let's say, 30, 40 years ago.
It's not like it was 10 years ago.
It's definitely not like it was 10
years
ago. Correct. All of those things. And they are clearly trying to jump steps. And the jumping steps part goes back to maybe show up down in Springfield before the legislative sessions are over with. And they haven't really done that. And guess what? Indiana has the same type of government. Mm-hmm. They're just run by a different person. And one of the things that I fear, which might be unintended consequences for the Bears, this is clearly like a political thing, right? Yeah. I think it's about to get partisan in a way that they didn't anticipate.
Oh, no, that's I believe already starting to unfold. And the thing is, I keep asking myself this question since this news came out as it was breaking live on your show. Are the Bears in over their head point blank? And I feel like the answer is leaning way more towards yes than it is even in the middle. And I think it's only going to get worse from here on out.
Well, and for the people who say that municipalities, whether it's the state or the city, have culpability in this, the answer is yes.
Obviously, yeah.
Yes. The relationship had gotten really bad at the city level between the Lori Lightfoot administration and the Bears. We have public record of it because there is a public relationship there. And we know the Bears had reportedly wanted to open up a sports book and it was a non-discussion issue. But that doesn't mean that you necessarily had to go right away and go buy another parcel of land that was big enough for what you wanted to do.
That's what's so
odd
about it,
regime changed.
Right?
Like you had a good idea. If you followed it, you had a good idea of understanding that the likelihood of another term for Lori Lightfoot at that point was already in peril. And then would the next regime be different? Would the next mayor be different and perhaps have been more amenable? Had you waited, had your money not gotten mad, would you be in a more financially feasible and understandable situation for everybody involved?
For the Bears to go out and purchase the Raceway without having a deal in place. That's been my curiosity this whole time.
It's backwards.
Like, what was there? Did they think there was a structure of a deal in place at that point? Or was it, this is a good opportunity, and we'll just kind of figure it out, you know, after we go from here? Now, whatever the reasoning was, it is theirs, and so they have to sort of handle the fallout from it, the diminished negotiating ability that's there. But my curiosity now, with all the factors that are in place, when this came out, like you said, we were live on the air in the middle of interviewing Mike Martz.
We're having this incredible conversation. Yes. Mike Martz apologized to Jay Cutler.
Right.
And we couldn't even react to it because of the Bears thing.
Got a Mike Martz mea culpa live on the air. It's like, wait a minute. The Bears have a press release that just came out that's going to rock the Chicago sports and political landscape.
Mike Martz apologized to Jay Cutler.
Yeah, he said that he didn't use him effectively. And now, in retrospect, he wishes he would have done something to tailor his system more to Jay's abilities.
Yep. A coach who wasn't flexible.
Yes.
To his talent.
The most dogmatic offensive coach in the last 25 years.
Actually realized that he should have catered his system to the talent?
Yes.
A couple decades too late, but
He still did it, though.
Right. Yeah.
Huh.
But we couldn't even react to it because this thing was going on. We're going to react to it today, though.
And what would immediately came to my mind when this did break was, one, because the National Football League, it is 32 teams and whatever it is, 30 stadiums, I guess. But, you know, where you have multiple teams that share stadiums, and what one of the stadiums is housed across a state border from the New York Giants and the New York Jets. They're both playing their games in Jersey. But the other NFL owners have to reach an accord on a team going to a new site, and especially if that new site is going to be in a different state that is currently inhabited by a National Football League franchise.
But it is outside of the 75-mile radius, the marketing
the window.
It's outside of that. So that part should be easy. The parts that are easier compared to the rest of the stuff.
It's possible. It's definitely possible because it meets that stipulation. But if the Irsay family goes to the league meetings and say, no, we do not want, we've never had another team in our borders. We don't want another team in our borders. This is a non-starter for us.
I think that they're going to be on the phone with both the league and the governor.
And so just like the Raceway, that's where my curiosity is. Have some of these discussions already come up at meetings from the board of directors? Because to go there and have this come public, it doesn't sound like, my understanding is that the Bears weren't eager for this to be public yet, but it's out there now. But I am curious, has this already been floated in ownership circles?
Well, here's one thing we know. I'm pretty sure that the current Colts ownership, aka Carly Irsay Gord, who does most of the speaking, would probably give you an answer if she were asked.
Yeah.
Like that you do know. There is transparency there. So somebody might want to ask in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think there are plenty of people who already are. There's stuff to get to on today's show.
No doubt.
Big Ann Heron is in for Speaks today.
Hey,
where's Speaks? He'll be back tomorrow at the Broad Stop. Jared Payton's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Paris Schutz from Fox 32 is going to be on. You talk about someone who is well-sourced.
Right.
He can help us understand what's going on here. Ryan Leaf is going to join us at 325 on the show. He's got the Westwood One call of Bears-Packers, so we'll talk with him about that. Brian Bulaga is on the show at 4 o'clock. He was great with us last year at the Brot Stop talking about Bears-Packers. Local kid, Mark Grody, Bears hit.
Two words
today for the Bears hit. And then 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Dave Wonstead will be on the
Coach!
Show. And
if that was more?
Yes. There's more.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
You know it.
Terry Bradshaw's calling it.
Oh! Let's go.
So we got a lot to do.
That's a man with thoughts.
We will talk about the injury report of the Bears and the Packers after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. New teeth, new smile, new you. Why pay more? At AlmostFreeTeeth.com, you can save up to 95% on full mouth implants. A brand new smile is finally within reach. Visit AlmostFreeTeeth.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.